Welcome to Battle Babe. This is our official second video for Battle Babe, previously known as BattleTech Women, or what some of the other guys call it. I'm here with Laura. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Good. Second episode, woohoo!
Woohoo, another one! We're gonna beat the boys at this rate.
Well, it's kind of the plan.
Yeah, true. So, how are you surviving the minus 30 weather today?
Did it get that low today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what it was this morning, first thing in the morning, yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, it was not fun. It was not fun.
Command start on my car, so it was nice and toasty warm when I got into it.
Yeah, that is a huge thing. Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about the nominations for Player's Choice Award.
We've been talking about them. Voting closes this Sunday. Hope everybody's voted.
Yeah, we need the votes in, and anybody, whether you are in a final match for the playoffs or not, if you do not have it voted by Sunday, I will hassle you. I might even bring Claire around, and she can hassle everybody to get those damn votes. Okay. No, really. If you need help to get your votes in, like you're really not sure how or whatever, I'll have my tablet there on Sunday and laptop to just help you guys so that we make sure you get your votes. These are the Player's Choice Awards. We want you guys to vote and get that in there. The Player's Choice Awards. Our first award this season is the Master Tactician Award. I say it wrong all the time. Master Tactician is an award. I'll say a bunch of other words wrong, just not that one. That is really just looking at the gameplay, right? We're not looking at the understanding of the lore or just even the understanding of the mechs and stuff. We want this one to really look at the players' abilities, right? How do they play? How did they make up their lance and all of that stuff? This is the Master Tactician. It's that MVP, kind of like the MVP who really knows everything and like thinks 10 steps ahead or whatever. Okay, maybe not quite that much, but it could be someone who has all that, and to give them the up, they willingly share it and they'll tell people they're playing against. And I think that gives someone a huge edge in something like this.
Yeah, for sure it does. First nomination has many points to his name.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
And the guy we're talking about is JP. I faced him early in league, both years. A bit of a hard ass when it comes to playing, but anything I did wrong, if he'd question it, then he'd turn around and kind of teach why that wasn't such a great idea. And I had many not great ideas, especially at the beginning of the year. He has absolutely like a clear understanding of the game, how it's built, what to do with your mechs, and he shares the knowledge after he beats you, but he does share the knowledge.
I wasn't trying to toot JP's horn specifically when I said that about that giving someone the edge, but it's great to be able to come in and know the game, but to share it. That's the might be the part of the teacher in me or whatever, but it's, yeah, definitely a great nomination. And just to go along with him is Jeff Painter, right? What a great guy. Honestly, Jeff is really, like, he knows the game. Like, he lost out in the game semifinals this year.
Yeah.
Against the other Jeff. And because he knows his game. He's really good. He's really impressive. When he loses or when he's not, he knows that game. And that was one of the nominations. And he also has a little bit of lady luck that left him stranded sometimes. And he knew what to do. I know for me, for sure, I would get stuck with that. And so he relies on his dice because you have to, but he makes it so he doesn't have to.
Right.
He knows his lance up and down. But as well, he normally knows the lance he's playing against really well as well. So it's just that knowledge, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then we got the other Jeff, a third very knowledgeable person who is not afraid to share, well, not necessarily how to play the game, but, you know, point out your blunders and kind of, what is the term? Constructive criticism. That is that's the best term, because him and JP are very, very similar. And it comes down to constructive criticism.
And our next nominee actually was nominated because of his knowledge, and specifically with the C3 systems and the fact that the way that he built his his lengths. But like I said earlier, he knows the game, and he's just a good competitor, and he's a good guy.
And this is Brandon that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yep. Our next nominee, Calvin. I played him, and I totally agree with this. Scare the pants off you because he runs across match at your max, and you just don't know what to do. Kind of stand there like a deer in headlights.
Mm-hmm.
And he was. Pushed my max every round. He couldn't do anything wrong in our match. So I agree with the nomination. Yeah.
And right up there with him is Max. The knowledge he has for the game and his ability to look at situations is really great. But he also, when he built his lance and worked on changing it throughout the season, he really had a plan. He knew what he was doing, and it was a tough lance to go against. I did not expect an 18-year-old kid to come in and wipe away. It's not just because of dice. You have to look at everything, and yeah, dice plays an effect, but his lance, it was a hard one.
Yeah, no, they fit together like puzzle pieces to make a perfect picture.
Yeah. Laura, our last nomination for Master Tactician is Brett. It does kind of highlight his knowledge of Battletech, but maybe would be better to have gone into the Good Egg Award, but that's okay. The person nominated Brett because of his ability and his supporting this person. He was really helpful for this person so that they were able to create a lance that they really understood, and the person was able to use the whole season. So, kind of a, what do they do at the Academy Awards and stuff?
Like honorable mention.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's what I was trying to come up with. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So Brett's honorable mention. So there you go. There you go. Change subjects there. What's the next one, Laura?
Next category is Good Egg. Just people who win nice, they lose nice. They have smiles all the time, and they're absolutely a blast to play against. You only make 10 rounds because you're laughing so hard. And even if it's not Battletech talk, time passes and you're having fun.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's the old awards at sports days. I've never really played this person, Paul, but from what I've heard, he's always upbeat, even when he's losing, which was one of our nominations. And the fact that he participated in conversations, the one nomination they say is like a blast to play with, great sportsmanship. And that's so huge. I don't like playing against people who are bad sports. Don't get me wrong. I am a sailor and I will drop the F-bomb every 2 minutes. Hassling each other is completely okay. But when you're just not nice, it's not fun to play with. And Paul is absolutely not that. He's an awesome guy from what I've heard of.
Yep, no, Paul is absolutely a blast. Our next gentleman was also nominated in our above category for Master Tactician, JP. But it's for the exact same reasons why he's up in the Master Tactician. He'll stop, he'll explain things, he'll pull you aside after a game and give you a pep talk. If you've lost, give you some pointers. I don't think I've ever seen him grumpy, winning or losing. He's just JP. Go to him for questions just as much as Brett or Lee. He's just as knowledgeable.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the things. Also, doesn't he hurt that he's not one of our husbands? Easier to take advice from him?
Well, in your case.
For ex-husbands, I meant. Ex-husbands. He has never been on that shelf. Looking at our next nominee, Justin, I call him the BFG, the Big Friendly Giant. He's such a joy to play. He was always smiling, and he really had no problem sharing the knowledge that he does have about Battletech and helping with numbers, and he's just a nice guy to be around. For me, just looking at how people interact with others is so huge, and when I see that they bring it to you as well, like, you can just tell they're a good guy. And he wouldn't, I have a bad memory of missing out on numbers or looking at like heat or whatever, or I'll forget about a weapon, and he'd be like, oh, are you sure you didn't want to shoot two of those, or when I'd only called for shooting one.
Yeah, I haven't faced him as an opponent.
Definitely this BFG is a must have on that list.
He's always cheerful. He'll stick around afterwards and have a good talk. Like, I don't think I've seen him in a grumpy mood at all. Like, I've watched his dice absolutely abandon him in a match, and he's still smiling and giving pointers and helping out. Brandon's our next nominee. I played him. He's fantastic. My match with him, fantastic. In any interaction outside of the game, like, he's an enjoyable person to just stand and talk to.
Yeah, it's kind of nice because he also, like, he'll joke back, like, if you're playing with him and stuff. Even when he is beating you, he doesn't get all high and mighty, which is always nice. Yeah, he's a great kid to play against. And then we have Will in the melee at the beginning of the year. I had capped him. First shot of the game. Out. He was gone. And okay, that's fine. Well, he freaking comes back in, and I'm pretty sure I killed that mech too with a headshot. And he just smiled and laughed the whole time. Well, The game that we played against each other, there was a bunch of headshots, and man, he joked and laughed, and he was always nice, and he brought Timbits, and he's like, I'm just gonna open these here, kids, just in case you want some. He's got two little boys, and man, I would love to be a fly on the wall when they have kids. He's gonna get like the best grandpa awards and stuff, right? Like, he's just that kind of a guy.
Fun guys, keep going down the list. Gary. Yeah, I haven't played him. You have, but just seeing him around matches, he's joking, fun, smiles. Honestly, I haven't had much interaction with him.
Yeah, no, I agree. He makes me think kind of like Jeff, in the sense of they come to the game and it's fun and it's social and it's, that's our whole goal. And if they're winning, they're winning, which I actually thought was kind of funny. I just realized that the other Jeff is not on our list. So a bit of a shocker, but we do have Chris Crooks on here. And the person who nominated him said that they always had laughs during their game, even though they were taking shots back and forth and great shots and great fails, they say. And he's a pretty upbeat guy, so it makes sense for him to be on there.
Absolutely agree with the nominations. Awesome and positive. Upbeat, even when he's losing. Like, that seems to be a common theme with everybody so far in the Good Egg. They're happy, having fun. Even when they're losing.
You kind of have to be on the Good Egg. That's why I'm never on there.
I'm never a sore loser, but I can get pretty grumpy.
Me too.
Same with Andrew.
He's the friendliest guy in league, right? He's always smiling and open to be helpful. He's just a really awesome guy, right? Like, they say he's a perfect candidate. I don't disagree. He's so upbeat.
I like the last point. He comes to his games with a smile and enjoys them, even when he's being walloped.
I felt so bad because I played in one of our first games and I walloped him. And like, he just smiled the whole time. And I'm like, oh God, I'm never going to get this Good Egg award. And then there's also Jeff Painter. Like I said, the other Jeff, our Jeff Fafa, isn't in here, which I'm a little bit shocked for. But Jeff Painter, totally accepting, as this person says, he was totally accepting of his karmic defeat, as my dice were super hot that week after his dice smoked his opponent. So like, he, this person, whoever beat him really bad, and he's like, meh, I lost.
Yeah,
right? Never, he's one of those other guys, I've never seen him mad or really even complain about anything.
I haven't faced him, but I look over or I hear something from their table, and it's like, I would react differently. And I look over, and he's just got this grin. Like, it was the funniest thing in the world, even though he lost his last mech to a headshot. I can try.
Yeah.
But I think it would only last for one match.
The Good Eggs. I'll never be on the Good Egg list. Anyways. But you know what list I can always make it on?
Which one?
The Memorial Phoenix Hawk Award. It's just, I can play with the top guys. Until last year, Lee had never beat me. I can go toe-to-toe with them, right? But I also have lots of brain farts. So the example on our nomination was of me doing a death from above on Brett's mech in the playoffs. And if I hadn't have done that, I probably would have won the game. And for me, that was really just not understanding how death from above worked, and I just thought it was really cool, so I thought I'd do it. Whatever reason it is, what ridiculous move has someone made this year? Let's nominate them and give them an award.
It's always fun when you get to point out somebody's worst move of the entire season, but in a fun, ha-ha kind of way. You're not making fun of them, because they've been making fun of themselves for the... Or people point and laugh and tell you, hey, Heather, stay away from the water.
Yep.
Yeah, cannonball.
What? Water?
No, apparently it's...
I can't jump, or I shouldn't jump into a level 2 water? Even with a pristine mech?
Not a great idea, and people talk about it. And then nominate you for the Haha Award. I even looked over at your table and went, you did what?
yeah, that was me. Well, I didn't realize what the consequences were if I fell in water. And I did on a pristine mech and opened up its back and breached it on, like, I don't know, the second or third turn. Like, it was pretty bad. He did survive. My mech pilot and my mech survived. But,
yeah,
note self, no jumping into level 2 water. But then, Laura, you created some of your own terrain, which got you nominated. Your nomination is for putting smoke out of the line of advance and across the river from you. And so I didn't see this. I don't know what your thinking was. And that's pretty much what this nomination says. They weren't quite understanding what was going on. And it took a lot. And they say a significant amount of time. He asked and you asked you why you did it. And you said you had no reason why. And
yeah, I don't really have a lot of reasons why I do certain things. But the fact that it kind of kept him preoccupied for multiple rounds trying to figure out what I was doing, I guess it was a good idea.
You got nominated for the Bahaha Award for that. Then we also have Justin, who jumped into a level one lake because he was overheating. So at least it was a level one, not a level two, so he could take advantage of the cover and to help with his plus 20 heat. Well, he failed his PSR on a 4+ and crashed on his exposed extra large engine. And he had used that reroll skill that he had bought earlier for a rack to hit. And so he's staring at his mech, who he thought he was saving, but he actually killed.
That ranks right up there with your cannonball as a point and go, what? And laugh at them.
Pretty good. Water again.
But I probably do the same thing. I look at my dice and look at my mech and go, why did I use my reroll on the rack 2 rounds ago? I could be standing up and shooting back, but now I have a dead mech.
Yeah.
Gary. Oh my. I know he's got more tactical advantage than that, but sending all his heavy mech at one point in, what, 2 rounds apart? 3 heavy hitters with medium dance. Oh yeah. No, Gary's mechs were dead. I think sometimes he's afraid of his rack mechs.
Well, he's had so much problems with that rack, so...
Well, I think that's why the guys are always like, how many did you jam this week? How many did you jam this week?
Yeah. Paul was also nominated because one turn, he did a 1 hex charge with an imp that didn't get there, and he also got shot in the head by an AC 20 round, which he could have completely avoided if he had just shot and doing 20 more points of damage to a one-legged mech. So he was so close, he could have won.
So instead of just standing there shooting and delivering the damage, he decided to do something fun and charge at the mech. That sounds like Paul. And, well, our next nomination, Brandon attempted DFA with his awesome, no, I think it was his Jenner, to knock an awesome down off of a building. Failed and died in a heap in front of it. Yep, that sounds about like a failed DFA. Either successfully swoosh the mech, or you die in a heap.
That my only one only DFA, that's what happened. I died.
I mean, for the moment when you're doing them, you're like, yeah, this is going to be the most epic thing ever. And then when you're... mech is lying face down in the mud with, you know, broken legs and broken arms, and you're going, nope, not such a great idea.
That's exactly it. I think this season's coming to an end too soon for me, and especially now that we're starting to do these fun videos. So I think we'll probably be back in another week or two with the final results, take a look at the predictions and see how we did. But I think for now, we're kind of looking at the end of our nominations. Want to make sure that everybody remembers to make sure that you vote. If you enjoyed our show or the guy's show, make sure to subscribe and press those likes and whatever else they're supposed to do.
Comment.
And Laura and I are thinking of doing some fun off-season stuff, and it doesn't have to be Battletech related. It doesn't even have to be League related, really. It could be any kind of a conversation you'd like to hear us have, even if you just want to hear how ridiculous we sound, whatever. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think I'm okay with that too. Yeah, show ideas, absolutely. You know, your girlfriend or your wife can hear you from the other room and they're like, hey, what's that? Well, we'll do a Gamer for Dummies from the girl's point of view.
Yeah, it's totally different. And hey, you know, Mr. Bean got famous somehow, so might as well start somewhere.
I'm not putting a turkey on my head.
Oh, okay. What about a watermelon?
Watermelon tastes better.
True. Well, leaving it with the watermelon, I'm going to say goodnight. We will talk to everybody soon.
Yes.